With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Better Woods, just after 6 a.m. Wednesday morning, middle of the week, which doesn't mean a lot for some of us
right at
this point, but hopefully you're safe wherever you are.
Yep.
And just trying to make it through day by day here until life can start returning to normal, and we still don't know when that could be. We talked a lot yesterday about the possibility of getting baseball back. A lot of people then decided, I don't know how great of an idea that sounds like. So we'll see where that lands. But it really seems clear, Woods, that at least for the next couple of weeks,
yeah,
no one's making any decisions on anything.
I mean, we're probably going to go ahead with the NFL draft in a couple of weeks. I was thinking about it yesterday. I was kind of plotting out, all right, 2 weeks from now, we'll have the Michael Jordan documentary. I think everybody's looking forward to that one. I mean, I think even my wife will probably sit down and watch that one with me. My kid's been watching Space Jam. He's way into Michael Jordan right now. And I think everybody, that has something for everyone in it. So we'll have that in a couple weeks. I think the NFL draft will probably go on in some virtual conference call with at least one coach not being able to unmute his microphone or failing to mute his microphone. One of the two. There should be some stuff on the horizon. But again, you can draft all you want, but right now there's no mini camp. There's no training camp. There's no spring training on the horizon right now. There's just not. And I don't think it's logical or effective or smart to talk about a potential date when we just don't know much.
I mean,
yesterday was a bad day in this country for coronavirus deaths.
Most deaths we've had in a single day.
100%.
Which is not unexpected. That's how the curve works.
That's how the curve works.
We're not at the top of it yet.
And so what if today there's, what was it, 769 or something like that yesterday? If there's 1,825 today and 1,938 tomorrow and 2,244 the next day, that doesn't give me a lot of hope for a muted spring training and a weird scenario where 30 teams converge on Phoenix, Arizona, and start playing Major League Baseball with no fans and players sitting.
Yeah, there's the whole just what the situation looks like on the ground and practical considerations. We talked a lot about those yesterday, but there's also the optics. And as things get worse over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a lot harder for teams to then say, okay, yeah, but now we're on the way down on the curve. Yeah, but people are still going to be shell-shocked from what's been going on. It's not going to look great to say, now in about 3 weeks we're going to hit baseball and it's all going to be back. That's going to end up being part of the factor as well, I think. So let's just be patient at the moment, get through day by day.
Yep, day at a time.
And then we'll see where we are. And eventually, I promise, this will all be over.
Yep.
There are already companies working on vaccines, trials. Local companies started clinical trials. And the process, though, is slow. I mean, they have to first make sure that, the vaccines aren't going to, kill everyone or cause other diseases or problems. So they have to, do small trials. And then you do big trials to actually see, okay, are they actually going to work for large groups of people, not just, the five people we tested the first time. And then if that all works out, well, then they got to produce hundreds of millions of these things for all of us, which just takes a while. And then, you know, once we're all vaccinated, back to, you know, life as we know it for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, you know, until the next thing comes along, and we'll deal with that when it gets here. But for now, you know, people, I think I see a lot of people beating themselves up, you know, being really hard on themselves. It's not the time to do that. You know, look, can you be excited and optimistic about baseball coming back, but also not want to put people in jeopardy and make sure they want to make sure they do it the right way? Sure, absolutely. I think I said when this first started, when this very first started, I remember saying, dude, I'll sign a waiver. Just don't boot opening day. I'll sign a waiver. I'll go. Obviously, that was a moronic statement. But was it? Because that's what we knew at the time. Like, we didn't really know much. But I said, hey, but honestly, Ben, 24 hours later, I go, yeah, that's we're not doing that anymore. I had no idea the devastation that this thing was going to cause. So it's okay to want baseball back. It's okay to want football back. It's okay to want life to return to normal. But it's also okay to be smart and be cautious.
And we want to thank you for joining Woodsy's webinar on the coronavirus.
Hey, if y'all are feeling anxiety, listen, man, just get a little pinch of optimism, all right? Get a little dash of can-do attitude and just look in the mirror and say, hey, mirror, that's me staring back at me, and you can do this, man.
Well, one thing we can still count on, even in these trying times, is the – Rindle Report. Paul, take
it away. Get a little pinch of optimism. All right. Get a little dash of can-do attitude and just look in the mirror. Welcome to our
webinar. Listening to the Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Thanks for the webinar, Woodsy.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right, Cal Ripken Jr. has launched a campaign to help feed children and families across the country during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's coordinating a contribution of $250,000 and opening a social media account for the first time to promote the cause. His current focus is helping feed families impacted financially by the coronavirus, but he's also looking forward to a time when baseball teams are back on the diamond. Ripken is encouraged by the effort of Major League Baseball to get a plan to start the delayed season, suggesting that the games can play an important part in the recovery of the country. He flashed back to 2001. I believe that was his final year as a major leaguer, and obviously baseball taking a short hiatus after the terrorist attacks on 9/11 and how important it was when the game came back a few days later. And you can follow Cal Ripken on Twitter now at Cal Ripken Jr.
Look at that. Cal Ripken Jr. on Twitter. I was gonna helping people.
I was going to ask if he just got a social media account now. Is he like Cal Ripken 3472? I mean, I can't imagine that Cal Ripken Jr. was just available.
At Cal Ripken Jr. Boom.
He must have had to, like, negotiate that
possibly way
from someone else. There's no chance that he just typed that into, like, Twitter or Facebook. Hey, look, Cal Ripken Jr. is available for me to take on Twitter.
Yep.
He must have had to, like, negotiate either with the companies or with the person who had that account.
He's got a – okay, here's his Twitter. He's got a remarkably small television for being Cal Ripken Jr., doesn't he? That is that's smaller than the TV I have in my bedroom. And this is in a family room, obviously. That's not like a back room, an office or anything. That is like his family room. Cal Ripken
then
Jr.
Then again, I mean, the guy is an Iron Man. Maybe he doesn't have a lot of time for television, so it doesn't really matter how big his TV is. That 1995. Remember 1995, Woods? Baseball was coming off the 1994 work stoppage. People were pretty angry with the owners and the players for missing an entire World Series. People were not coming to games. But then Cal Ripken was approaching the record, the Iron Man record, and it started generating new excitement back in the game. Like, okay, yeah, this is why we love baseball, and I guess we can start to forgive you guys for costing us the 1994.
Yeah, he was he was instrumental in bringing baseball back. And then, of course, 1998 came.
What an odd picture that he posted.
Which one?
I just pulled it up, the one that you guys are talking about. So it's him in front of his, you know, 18-inch television.
Yeah.
In his living room, he's got to sit on the floor because he's got to be that close to the TV to see anything. Very interesting.
Yeah, he's sitting on the floor with his dog.
I mean, what would you, if you had never been on social media until now, what would you post? You'd have no idea.
And he's watching himself, and clearly this was a staged photo.
Right. He's got his gold gloves behind him, too, on the mantle. Interesting.
Very interesting picture.
I like to dissect people's new accounts. So there you go. Paulie has just clued us in to Cal Ripken Jr. out there trying to help people. He's just always just seemed to be a really, really great dude. Just a really, really great dude.
100%.
Yep.
All right. Kevin Garnett laughed at the idea of the Timberwolves retiring his jersey and said he still hasn't forgiven team owner Glenn Taylor after their split 4 years ago. My years in Minnesota, he said, and in that community I cherish. At this point, I don't want any dealings with Glenn Taylor or Taylor Corp or anything that has to do with him. I love my Timberwolves. I'll always love my guys. I'll always love the people who effed with me there. I'll have a special place for the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota in my heart, but I don't do business with snakes. I don't do business with snake mother effers. Ooh. I try not to do business with openly snakes or people who are snake-like. So KG loved Flip Saunders, and the two apparently had talked about Kevin Garnett eventually getting some ownership of the Timberwolves, but when Flip suddenly died in 2016... supposedly, those plans died as well for the owner.
Yeah.
And it was just that's when Kevin Garnett left the team. I mean, he left. He played his first, 8, 9, 10 years with the Timberwolves. Left, came back at the end of his career. And then it was just like a nasty divorce between easily the most iconic player of the franchise.
Oh, yeah.
And the ownership. So, Kevin Garnett, yeah, not happy with Glenn Taylor.
It's hard to know, you know, what's really behind this story. It sounds like, you know, KG and Flip Saunders had some sort of handshake deal, but, you know, if the owner wasn't on board with this, it was never a great idea to begin with. And I'm just going to say to Kevin Garnett, now's not the time to be airing beefs, you know, about ownership of basketball teams. I feel like, you know, retiring a number, they're trying to do a good thing, or at least they're offering a good thing.
If are they offering it?
I think that they're offering it.
Or did somebody just ask, hey, will they do it?
I believe it was just asked because he was doing an interview with a reporter in Minnesota about going into the Hall of Fame, and I think the reporter brought up, like, hey, is there any thought to the Timberwolves retiring your jersey?
Got it.
Only because it would be a beyond obvious thing for the Timberwolves to do.
Right.
Probably the only reason they haven't done it is they know that KG hates the owner, so they can never get him probably back for the ceremony, which is one of the, you know, reasons why you retire a number. You have a big night to celebrate him. He doesn't want to show up for it. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I just don't know, you know, airing of the grievances at this moment feels a little tone deaf to me. It's fine, whatever. Just keep it behind the scenes right now. Keep all your beef with your old owners behind the scenes. We don't care right now.
I feel attacked.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Garnett won a championship with Boston, but he's always going to be remembered as a Timberwolf. I mean, that's
right.
Where he was one of the most dominant players in the game. He was my favorite player at the time.
Paulie, that's where they F with him.
That's right. Oh, boy. And finally, Czech nudists were reprimanded by police the other day for not wearing face masks. The nudists were sunbathing at a spa resort area without any face masks, and police were called to check out the situation. They violated two new rules by not wearing a face mask and also by being a part of a gathering of more than two people. Police went back the following day to patrol the area and found no more violations.
They were nude.
Completely nude.
Completely nude.
Would it have been okay had they been wearing nothing but face masks and been in smaller groups or had more social distancing?
Yes, it would have been legal.
Could have been nude with a face mask on in a smaller group with a lot of room between you.
What is your feeling on
this? This is in the Czech Republic, you said? Czech nudists?
Czech nudists. What is your feeling on public nudity?
Well, I'm not going to be doing it anytime soon.
No.
I don't even like public partial nudity.
What is public partial nudity?
Like, I don't take my shirt off, like, even at the beach, generally.
He's got his Kevin Garnett jersey on.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the water. Body surfing with the kids with your...
Are you pool?
I mean, if I get in the water,
are you shirt guy?
No, if I get in the water...
Are you rash guard guy?
No. But as soon as I get out of the water, I like to put a shirt back on.
Are you that modest?
I'm pretty modest, yes. Self-conscious, maybe a better phrase for it.
There's a lot of nudity in my house, as you can imagine. I'll often walk around nude. My wife will walk around nude. My son loves to be nude. Jumped on his little trampoline nude yesterday. That was an experience for him. But got him one of those little tykes, you know. You can barely get off the thing there. And his diaper kept falling down when he was jumping. So he's, "Dada, take this off." So I took it off. So he's just jumping on his trampoline nude. And then he kind of looked down like, "That's an interesting feeling." Usually it's packaged a little bit better. This is a weird, I feel free. So yeah, I'm you know, we don't do it in public, but around the house, a lot of nudity.
Yeah, not a lot of nudity around our house.
We leave the windows open too. Maybe we're exhibitionists.
Possible.
Secretly.
You should head to the Czech Republic.
As long as you wear a mask.
Like-minded people there. Yeah, I mean, I'm not offended by it. You know, I don't think you're damaging people. The human body, a very natural thing. We all have one.
In some cases, the nude human body is a beautiful thing. I was looking at my nude human body out of the shower this morning, and I was repulsed. I'm repulsive. I've gotten so soft in this last month or so.
Maybe I'll feel a little differently in a few months as I continue my
your new lifestyle,
my program, my workouts, my new lifestyle, my new diet, my new healthy hydration.
If he comes out of this thing shredded, like looking like Hammer, then I'm going to be really mad. I won't even be happy for you, just so you know. I'll be mad.
I'm still
going
to be 44 years old plus, so I don't think you have to worry too much about me ever looking like Hammer.
That's fair. That's fair.
That's the Rindle Report for a Wednesday. Woodsy, we are going to dive into your rabbit hole, and I really have no idea what this is.
Yeah,
I don't even have the foggiest notion. Paul,
it's out there.
Paul kind of maybe sort of knows what you're talking about here.
Yeah. But so, Paul, you've seen the picture I put on our Twitter, right?
Yeah, I've seen it like in memes and on Reddit before, but I don't quite know at all the history behind it.
Well, that's the interesting part, is because I'd seen this picture years ago, and if you don't know what I'm referring to, it's the Turds of Misery, and they were a band, and I needed to know last night everything about the Turds of Misery. They were a band in the 70s from Davenport, Iowa, and I went deep into the Turds of Misery. It's the greatest rock and roll picture of all time, ever, and I might have crossed the line last night as well, so I'll fill you in.
Sounds interesting.
On that. Let's get into the Turds of Misery, Ben.
We'll do that next. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Don't forget, 97.3 The Fan's virtual game of the week every Friday morning at 10 a.m. is presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Each week, the fan will stream a simulation of MLB The Show 20 on Facebook at 97.3 The Fan. Thanks to Bud Light Seltzer for bringing baseball to San Diego. Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. For more info, go to 97.3thefansd.com. And don't forget to download the radio.com app and favorite 97.3 The Fan to stay connected. I'm feeling this could be the week for the win. Padres are finally going to get a virtual win this Friday, Woods.
I hope so.
Hopefully they let you actually make out the lineup. Maybe even control, you know, your idea of controlling the managerial decisions.
I'm trying to get all of that done. I think at the very least they're going to give me lineup control, and we'll try to scratch out a win. I know Tony and Chris are doing the Strat-O-Matic, and the Padres lost in the Strat-O-Matic yesterday.
They did. Had been playing very well recently.
Okay, good.
So,
Jeez, they did.
They got to lose occasionally to make it realistic.
The virtual Padres are killing us right now. Killing us.
Yeah, it's been tough the first couple of games.
It has.
If you tuned in yesterday at this time, we were Paul gave us his list of things that everyone else seems to love
but
he hates or dislikes. We're going to do mine and yours sometime. Either I'll do mine later today, you'll do yours tomorrow.
Yeah.
But this is Wednesday, and Wednesday at this time, we always do something else. We dive into a weird, wonderful world that we call Woodsy's Wednesday Rabbit Hole.
Time to go inside the mind of Stephen Woods.
One, two, three.
Let's see what dark and twisted rabbit hole our old pal Woods discovered on the internet yesterday. It's Woodsy's Wednesday Rabbit Hole on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, guys, this is a weird one even for me, I feel like. I was really going to do and was already in a mini rabbit hole about the Kennedy curse. Did you see the story?
Sure, this week.
The granddaughter
of Robert Kennedy.
Yep.
They went out on a boat and never came back.
A canoe. Never came back. And I was kind of in that last night. And I just felt, man, it was a tad morbid for what we're going through right now. And I don't know how I remembered the turds of misery. But I did.
The who?
The turds of misery, Ben. It is a picture that has circulated on the internet for a long, long time.
So this is the picture you posted last night. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so this picture has been circulating for years. I've seen this thing for years. I talked about it on our old station. I even had a listener make me a replica shirt. So explain to the listeners what the picture looks like.
So it's three guys standing in what could be, you know, their parents' garage.
Basement.
You know, basement. Some sort of makeshift studio, possibly. Two guys standing in the back are wearing very much looking homemade baseball, like half-sleeve baseball-style jersey shirts with red sleeves and then a white torso and then red lettering that looks like it's maybe been ironed on by mom that says Turds of Misery on three levels. The guy in the back left looks like maybe like a young version of the warden from Shawshank Redemption,
yes.
Buzz cut and glasses. The other guy who's standing there they're both holding electric guitars. He's got some sort of cocktail in his hand and a scowl on his face with a kind of bushier hair. And then the guy sitting in the middle is holding a big old, like, 40 bottle, and he's wearing kind of a denim-looking shirt and just kind of dead-eye staring at the camera. And, you know, it's an odd band picture. But the most odd thing, obviously, Woods, is the name of the band.
The Turds of Misery.
Right.
And again, this thing has been going around forever. So I dove in, man. I dove in. I got in the rabbit hole. I might have even crossed a line. All right. So I had to know everything that I could find out about the Turds of Misery. Now, somebody had written a parody article about the Turds of Misery years ago, saying that they were from Winnipeg, Manitoba. The three-piece act abandoned their first concept to be an Alan Parson Project cover band and focus on original tunes. They even had names for these guys. Turns out it was all BS. It was complete parody. And the reason we know that is because the guy in the middle of the picture with the mustache, his daughter weighed in on Twitter. This pic, again, was tweeted years ago again and said, man, it's too bad the Turds of Misery didn't make it. It's the greatest band photo of all time. And sure enough, I start poking around last night. And this gal says, to set the record straight, these boys aren't Canadians. They're from Davenport, Iowa. That's my dad in the middle with the beer. His name is Dave. Wade is on the right, and Wade's brother is on the left. They did an excellent cover of Wild Thing. So you would think, well, the story may stop there. Oh, no. So I'm poking around on Twitter again last night. And the daughter, her name is Lori. Lori posts this picture. And it's the actual
shirt.
The shirt.
There it is.
And she says, because the guy that posted said, are you lying about this? That's really your dad? And she said, that's my dad in the middle. I've got the T-shirt to prove it. She has one of the original Turds of Misery shirts. Okay? Then she posts a picture of her dad. That's her dad. The guy in the middle.
All right, yeah. All right. I mean, a lot older, gray-haired.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Same mustache, okay? So she says, I do Google Turds of Misery regularly to see what's being said online. It's interesting to see all the world's greatest and world's worst lists that the band photo lands on. She also claims there was a fourth turd in the band, but he wasn't in the photo. Maybe he took the photo, Ben. But she says, listen, they played together in the early 1970s. Mostly they played in basements, but at least once or twice played at bars in the Quad City area in Iowa. Though all four Turds of Misery members don't live close together, they do, on rare occasion, get together and play today.
They jam.
The Turds of Misery probably still playing music today, maybe even right now as we speak.
Good for them.
So sometimes when she sees misinformation being spread online, she jumps in and sets the facts straight. And it's amazing to her that they gained fame because of a single photograph and not the music they made. You can't find any Turds of Misery music. Now, there was a song by a punk band called Shark Dad called Turds of Misery in their honor. Here's a little bit of that. In their honor, Turds of Misery. All right, so that's Turds of Misery by Shark Dad. Here's how I crossed the line. I tracked Lori down, and I wrote her an Instagram message.
Lori, the daughter.
Yes.
You actually reached out.
Last night, I said, please pardon the interruption. My name is Stephen Woods. I do a radio show in San Diego. I do a segment called Woodsy's Rabbit Hole. And as you can probably guess, I've fallen down into the fascinating Turds of Misery hole and tracked you down through Twitter. Not sure if you'd be willing, but it'd be cool to talk to you about this little slice of internet weirdness again. So sorry to bother you.
This is just the time to be invading people's privacy right now.
I knew I crossed the line, but you know what I really want? I want to know how much.
How much for the shirt?
Yeah.
I'm sure Shelly could make you that shirt. You want the original.
I want to know if she would sell me the original Turds of Misery shirt. I feel like I have to have it in my collection. The original Turds. Now, I had a replica Turds of Misery. It wasn't the same. So I reached out to her. She has, of yet, not reached back out
to
me.
I don't think you can afford it. I don't think you can afford it.
Would my wife be mad if I spent $2,000 on a Turds of Misery shirt?
She'd be mad if you spent $200. $100. It's a crummy T-shirt.
How much do you think it's worth? I would go as high, if I had it, I would go as high as $2,000 for that T-shirt. For an original Turds of Misery shirt? Worth it?
I don't know. I can't say, Woods. Maybe to you, not to me.
That's the
not to most sane people.
That's your Woodsy's
right, well,
Wednesday
it's
rabbit
good to know
hole.
About that.
The Turds of Misery.
Thank you for taking us down that rabbit hole.
You're welcome.
We got to keep moving because we got to do a coronavirus check-in with our friend from ESPN, Izzy Gutierrez.
Love it.
Is going to join us coming up next. Stay tuned. It's Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Don't know if he's going to have any breaking news for us, but about to chat with Israel Gutierrez from ESPN. Little hoops talk, a coronavirus check-in. First, though, let's check in on Kelly Danick, see how our traffic's looking on this Wednesday morning on 97.3 The Fan. Going to play a little real or fake in a few minutes, Woods. If anyone wants to get online to be a contestant, 833-288-0973. But right now, we go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Always good to check in with friends of the show. Love when we get this guy on covering NBA basketball for ESPN. Israel Gutierrez is back with us here on Ben and Woods. Izzy, good morning to you. I hope everything's going all right for you during this pandemic.
Everything's going about as good as it can be on my end. Thanks for asking.
Well, that's good to know. I personally, I feel like, and I've always felt this about Adam Silver, whatever gets thrown at him, I feel like the NBA is in good hands, at least compared to maybe commissioners of other sports. And that was reinforced by the interview we did earlier this week with Ernie Johnson. The guy just seems like he's level-headed. What has been your experience with Adam Silver, is he?
Yeah, I mean, just that. It just seems like he's always in control, always seems like he has a plan, always willing to listen to all parties. And, you know, he got a little criticism for even allowing that last day of the season to happen before it was suspended. But, you know, we were all sort of learning about how to deal with this sort of fluidly together, and I think he was as well. But, you know, the second he shut down, pretty much the whole country started to shut down because, you know, we recognized how serious it was and the implications of it. So, you know, I think he's very calming. I think you always know that he has the best interest of both the fan and the businessman in mind. And so I just think he's, you know, the modern day commissioner. I think he's just the perfect fit.
It's such a fine line to walk too, because I think when you look at other commissioners and you feel, and maybe it's recency bias, but you look at them, Izzy, and you think, oh man, I can see dollar signs in your eyes, and you don't feel that necessarily with Adam Silver. The call, yes, very, very calming. I think we can all agree. But I'll tell you, conversely, when I heard him say in that interview, I don't know. It did make me a little bit nervous because while I do admire that honesty, it means that we're still really not that close to getting back to doing the things that I know you love to do, that we love to talk about and cover. How did you feel when you heard that?
To be honest, like, I think, you know, this is something that, you know, we're probably going to go the whole year holding out hope. But, you know, if you were to ask me, like, honestly, I just don't think there'll be sports this year. And so I think that's another reason why we need to, you know, have a guy like Adam Silver, have these leaders just really be there, because they need to find answers for, you know, what's going to happen. This is a transition like, you know, no other. They're going to have to make some financial decisions, a lot of difficult decisions if that's the case. And so, you know, I think what we know with Adam is that he's going to look at exhaust every opportunity and try to figure something out. I don't know how that sort of feels. Like, I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know if, you know, rushing a playoffs with very little preparation and, you know, potential for injuries with players, like if that ends up with just the biggest asterisk of a champion ever, if that's worse than having no champion. You know, and the person who I was speaking to immediately said, no, I think you'd have to have a champion. And so, I don't know. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I do think, you know, having, knowing what the league's about, they're going to try to do everything, possible that's, you know, safely that they can, because the league has just had such great momentum over the last several years, over the last decade or so. And, you know, they definitely don't want to lose that.
So it sounds to me, and we're talking to Israel Gutierrez from ESPN, that you're not a big believer in the idea that's been suggested, it's been actually floated kind of in Major League Baseball this last week, of getting all the teams together in, you know, one, you know, fairly secured location and then playing the games going forward in kind of more of a quarantine setting where you can do a lot of testing. I know the NBA has been at the forefront of trying to get players tested, and if any league could pull it off, I would think maybe the NBA could actually do that. But then again, there's a lot of potential drawbacks and you know, just issues that would have to be overcome just to think of something like this, Izzy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, we're all just guessing and we're all just hopeful at this point, and that's the kind of sort of hope that we're going to have to keep having. But, you know, when you hear Kirk Herbstreit saying he doesn't think there'll be college football, or you hear college football coaches saying, hey, we think there will be, there's nothing wrong with either of those opinions. Both of them can happen, just don't know for sure which one will. And so, yeah, I think just like with basketball or with any sport, it's just a matter of just keeping hopes up and seeing slowly if there's any sort of answers. Because, I mean, there can be some crazy answers. I mean, baseball with that, you know, proposed biodome, quote unquote, situation, or playing all those games in Arizona and having to, you know, self-quarantine and everything else. Like, all that sounds like crazy talk, but it also could just be the future we're headed toward, at least for a short term. Who knows? So, yeah.
Talking to Izzy Gutierrez here on Ben and Woods this morning. Izzy, how is your how's your day-to-day changed? What has been the hardest part for you, or maybe anything that has been a positive for you during this quarantine?
Man, there's a lot of differences. I can't really, a lot of people ask me this first, can't really work out the way I want to. Can't go to the gym the way I want to. I don't know if, like, I'm very opposed to being home. I don't think that's the problem. It's the opportunity to, to go somewhere, I think, is what's missing. Yeah, it just feels like there's a void there. I feel like there's an emptiness. I miss my family. I haven't seen them. I've got six nieces and nephews that I'm very close to, and three sisters, and, you know, my parents, and I haven't been over there to see them, you know, just to be ultimately, you know, really safe. My parents are pretty old, so I miss that. And so a lot of that stuff, you know, you take for granted sometimes. So,
you know, it's funny. You got me thinking when you mentioned about the shutdown. We're approaching the one-month anniversary. I think it was March 12th into 13th when that was happening with the NBA and the you know, Rudy Gobert and how it kicked it all off. And looking back now a month ago, I remember going, God, the NBA, this seems like a pretty drastic action. And now in hindsight, you go, wow, can you imagine if that didn't happen? If the NBA didn't shut down, we went on another week or two with people still like going to arenas and going to games in these cities, that this could be even worse than it already is at this point. You know, this is something that's going to be for the history books. You know, not just sports almanacs, but in 100 years when they write about the pandemic of 2020, the NBA is going to be, you know, right there listed as, you know, one of the triggers that kind of changed the minds of everyone in this country. That's a significant thing, Izzy.
I mean, if we feel, I mean, I think a lot of us in this country just feel invincible, feel untouchable anyway. And then, you know, you see something like this and you see it happening, you know, in other countries, and it starts heading this way. And it's just so sudden. And then again, with a league like, it's not just the NBA, but I mean, those are athletic, you know, peak physical performance gods in that league. And it's just one positive test takes them down and shuts them down. And I think that just was sobering. And this is all pretty sobering, but you know, especially in the world of sports, it just makes you realize how much of a luxury and how much of a, you know, just added bonus this is to be able to live and work in this field, because you know, it doesn't have to be here.
Last thing for me is I know it's a minor concern in the big scheme of things, but you mentioned the possibility that does exist that we don't get to finish this season that started. And I just kind of wonder, you know, a guy like LeBron James, not that his legacy isn't already secure, but I can't imagine that he is going to have a better chance to win a title the rest of his career than he does this year. With the way Lakers were playing, with Anthony Davis in his prime, he's only going to be a year older if they come back next year. This was the probably best chance they had for bringing another title to the Lakers with LeBron James there. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and I think what it does, it just sort of makes you just gauge and measure what legacy really means, and what, you know, how you measure these things. Because, you know, if you want to, there is no comparison for a season that finished, you know, outside of Jordan retiring. You can't make any sort of comparison to that. Like, you could argue in your head, hey, you should have four if this season doesn't come back. But, you know, it's the same argument. Like, I don't think it's an insult to LeBron or to Michael Jordan to say that LeBron, even though he hasn't won those championships, can be compared to him, because it's a compliment to what Michael Jordan's done for the league, because he's created so much talent and so many people who wanted to be like him. And now it's just that much harder to win. And, you know, guys teamed up in unprecedented fashion to try to beat LeBron. And so, I think it just gives you some perspective that so many things are different. Anything can happen. And to try to measure, you know, apples to apples in scenarios like this is nonsense.
Well, speaking of Jordan, we all can't wait for that ESPN documentary. What, 11 days or something until it drops?
I'm going to eat it like a cherry pie. I cannot wait.
Did you have anything to do with that, Izzy? Did they interview you or
did
take part in all?
No, I did it. Didn't have anything.
You just enjoy
it
like the rest of us.
I was surprised that it was just over the last season together. I thought this was just more initially going into it. Thought, you know, if it was going to be as long as they said, it'd have to be an entire, you know, life retold of Michael Jordan. But I'm sure they're going to dig pretty deep.
Now, Izzy, I've seen you. I've seen a picture of you without your shirt on. You're fine.
What are you Googling?
Oh, we have a great producer.
Izzy Gutierrez shirtless?
Is that
a thing you Google?
He said, here's Izzy, because Izzy was talking about how he hasn't been able to work out the same. You're fine.
You put
okay?
us all.
It's guys like Ben and I that need to be worried. We're going to come out of this thing looking. Well, I am at least going to come out. I'm getting so soft. I need to figure out something, Izzy. So if you have any ideas, I'll be following your Twitter. Feel free to post a couple of home workouts. I'll look at them. I can't promise you that I'll do them, but we do appreciate your time, my man, and stay safe and healthy and shredded. All right,
thanks, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Israel Gutierrez on our SDCCU fan hotline.
SDCCU
remains open. Rest assured, your funds are federally insured by the NCUA. For details or to find a branch open near you, visit SDCCU.com. Last chance to call in if you want to win some Jersey Mike's, play Woodsy in a game of real or fake. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. I mean, he's not like in good shape.
No, he's in great shape.
I mean, how old is he?
42.
He's
2 years younger than me.
All right. See, I mean, he looks shredded. When I said I'm never going to look like Hammer, he's more shredded than Hammer.
Oh god, yeah. He makes Hammer look like me.
By far.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right, let's get to it. Let's play a little game of real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods. Yeah, you can go plow through another donut. It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, Woodsy, for one lucky contestant, we are playing for a four-pack of sandwiches from Jersey Mike's. At times like this, Jersey Mike's is here for you. And I'm taking us in a little bit of a different direction today on Real or Fake. I'm mixing things up a little bit.
Best turns of misery songs.
No, actually, it has to do with our webinar yesterday that Woods did not take seriously.
I took it so seriously.
We're going to play a little Keith Urban fill in the blank.
Yes.
Paul, do we have a contestant back there yet?
We do. Caller, you're on the air because it's anonymous.
All right, who's this?
Caller?
Hey, it's Paul.
Paul!
Hey,
all right,
Paul.
That's easy to remember. All right, Paul, five rounds. Here's our category. I will give you, it's called Keith Urban fill in the blank. I'll give you the title of a Keith Urban song with a word missing. Then I'll give you the real answer and a fake answer. All you have to do is choose the real answer to earn a point. So a little different, okay?
All right, I want to guess first.
If I said somebody like blank.
You.
And I said, is it you or is it Woodsy? The correct answer would be somebody like you.
Okay, but I want to guess first.
Well, no, because then that ruins the game.
Man.
All right, Woodsy, you were up first.
All right.
Blank ain't your color. Is it red or blue?
Red.
No, blue ain't your color.
Sorry, I don't listen to a lot of Australian country.
That. All right, Paul, you're up. Chance to take the lead. Raining on blank. Is it Sunday or Georgia? Raining on blank.
Sunday.
It is raining on Sunday. Paul with a point takes the lead. All right, round two, Woods. Where the blank ends. Is it blacktop or heartbreak?
Heartbreak.
Blacktop. No points for Woods. All right, Paul, chance to jump out in front 2-0. Tonight I want to blank. Is it live or cry, Paul?
Live.
No, it's Tonight I Want to Cry by Keith Urban. All right, Woods, let's see if we can get you on the board here. Stupid blank. Is it jerk or boy?
Boy.
It is stupid boy.
Stupid jerk.
Point for Woods.
In Australia.
All right, Paul, let's see, round three. You look good in my blank. Is it shirt or life?
Save all these.
You look good in my blank, Paul.
Shirt.
It is. You look good in my shirt.
I can picture. You look good in my shirt.
All right, 2-1. We go to round number four. Keith Urban, fill in the blank. Start a blank. Is it fight or band?
Fight.
Band.
Get out of here.
Duet with Brad Paisley.
Great.
All right, round four. Paul, we got blank car. Is it cop car or fast car, Paul?
Fast car.
It's cop car.
That was Tracy Chapman.
All right, round five. Here we go, Woods. Blank a girl.
Blank
you
a
do
girl?
Not get to guess this
let me
one.
Guess this one.
Is it love or kiss?
Kiss.
Kiss.
Yeah.
Very good. Finally, Paul, round five for you. You're my better blank. Is it half or friend? You're my better blank,
half.
Paul.
Half,
and yes, by a score of 3-2. Paul, you have won. Today's game is Real Estate and a four-pack of sandwiches to Jersey. Mike's, enjoy those on Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
I bet you, having never heard that song, I could sing it.
What did you think of Real or Fake, Fill in the Blank?
I loved it.
I thought it was kind of fun.
I think it's great. You're my better half. You make me whole. I've never heard it.
No.
And I bet you that's what it sounds
it
like.
It might. It might. It might not.
Because you're know. My better half. You make me whole. I just wrote that off the top of my head.
Woodsy, impromptu
you stupid jerk.
Music artist.
You're a stupid jerk where the blacktop ends.
Got half the show still stupid to go. Jesse Agler is going to join us. Don't do this. All coming up in our 7 a.m. hour. Do not go anywhere. Live from the Corona Cave. Better what? San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.